This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And we begin today with a quick flip through the Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(4), to be precise. The subheading reads, Civic Leagues, Social Welfare Organizations, and Local Associations of Employees. You'd be well within your rights to ask why we're starting with the tax code, to which I would answer, because the President of the United States was talking about it today. At a press conference at the White House this afternoon, President Obama said that the IRS singling out conservative groups when they applied for tax-exempt status under that section, 501(c)(4) again, was outrageous. 501(c)(4) applications have more than doubled the past 3 years because politically motivated groups on the right and the left have discovered how helpful they can be in raising money. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith explains the difference between the spirit and the letter of the American tax code.
The traditional 501(c)(4)s are organizations like the NAACP and the American Civil Liberties Union.
Technically, they exist to do issue advocacy and issue lobbying.
Jeremy Kulish with the Urban Institute says they can be political, but that's not supposed to be their primary purpose.
Who decides how to define primary purpose? The IRS. But they've never laid out their criteria for making their decisions.
Sheila Krumholtz is the executive director at the Center for Responsive Politics. She says part of the fuzziness stems from the fact political campaign funding by 501(c)(4)s is relatively new.
This is a sea change brought about by Citizens United.
That was a 2010 Supreme Court decision. It removed limits on political donations and allowed 501(c)(4) groups to run ads about federal candidates. Krumholtz says for last year's election, 501(c)(4)s spent $250 million, mostly on political ads, like this one from the pro-Obama group Priorities USA.
So far, the Republicans support taxing the middle class instead of the wealthy.
Jeremy Kulish says avoiding taxes isn't the only perk of the 501(c)(4) status. Those groups also don't have to reveal who's funding them.
Organizations can choose this tax status, pick a very generic sort of name like Americans for Freedom, and basically operate in the shadows.
Last year, 2,800 organizations applied for 501(c)(4) status. Only 8 were rejected. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
If you want to learn more about how 501(c)(4)s work in real life, check out the collaboration we did with Frontline last year. Big Sky, Big Money is what we called it. It's on our website, marketplace.org.